Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we bring you two stories related to health. More than 50 years ago, researchers developed an oral vaccine against the deadly virus polio. The vaccine, taken by mouth, is credited with almost stopping the spread of polio. Now, researchers are looking ahead to the time when the disease will exist only in a laboratory. Ann Ball has more.
Researchers in Britain are working on developing a synthetic or man-made polio vaccine. Until now, researchers developed the vaccine from live or weakened virus. The new vaccine would contain synthetic particles instead of the real virus and would be injected into the person. The body would then create particles to fight off the infection. That is called an immune response. The new vaccine does not contain the live virus, so there would be no risk of exposure, even in the case of an accidental release during the manufacturing process. Dave Stewart is a professor of biology at Oxford University. He is also life sciences director at Diamond Light Source, the United Kingdom's high-tech light science company. He and his team make the synthetic vaccines using X-rays and other scientific techniques. He says the man-made polio vaccine could, over time, remove the infection in nature as the microbe or virus dies out.
What we're trying to sort of think through is how do we get to the point where we can stop vaccinating? And if the vaccine is not a virus, then you've got the chance of not producing virus, not have virus circulating in the environment. And it'll be very difficult, but one would hope that eventually you'd be able to eradicate the virus, and then eventually one could stop vaccination because the virus would have gone completely.
Professor Stewart says researchers have put together the pieces for the new polio vaccine. The resulting vaccine, he says, is easy to make quickly and easy to store. Now, they are waiting for studies on the vaccine's effectiveness. The researchers received funding from the World Health Organization and from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They presented the vaccine at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in California. I'm Ann Ball.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Kenyan researchers say women using a popular birth control method are at risk of being infected with HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus. HIV has been called the AIDS virus. Studies have linked it to development of the disease. Christopher Cruz has more.
The Kenya Medical Research Institute studied 228 women in the city of Nairobi. The women used different kinds of methods to prevent pregnancy. The study found that women who used an injection known as Depo-Provera had high levels of a chemical that made them vulnerable to HIV infection. They were more likely to get infected than women who used other forms of birth control. Dr. Elizabeth Bukuzi works with the Kenya Medical Research Institute.
Depo-Provera is a contraceptive that's used a lot in sub-Saharan Africa. It's easy to use. It's a discreet injection. Women find it convenient because they go for it once every 3 months. So the question is it because we just have a large number of women using this product in the same area where you have a lot of HIV? And so this association is one that has been found, but we have not had a study designed to answer this question yet.
Dr. Bukuzi says the researchers looked at whether chemicals in the injection are to blame for the increase in HIV infection rates. They also explored whether the higher rates could be linked to the sexual behavior of Depo-Provera users. Health researchers note that men can wear condoms, but not all women have the ability to require their partners to use them. To solve the problem, Dr. Bukuzi says researchers have developed preventative technologies like microbicides. Microbicides are substances that can kill or neutralize a virus or bacteria. They can come in the form of a gel or film, or a ring that can be placed within the woman's vagina. This stops the woman from getting infected.
And we are particularly thinking about mechanisms that young women can use to protect themselves from getting HIV. Women aged between 16 to 25 are at highest risk of getting HIV. And so we're looking at options that would allow these women to manage their reproductive lives in a healthy manner.
The World Health Organization says Kenya has the fourth largest number of HIV infections in the world. Kenyan officials say at least 100,000 people are infected every year. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.